Welcome back, everyone, to the Comics Annihilation Podcast. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Today, we are going to be talking about A24's Dream Scenario starring Nicolas Cage, a movie that I've been kind of waiting for, and, well, it was a movie. But before we get into that, today, I'm not off to the best morning. I woke up, I went over to Twitter, well, I guess X, but ain't no one gonna call it X. And one of the first things that I see is, I believe it was Culture Crave. They said that Rebel Moon opened to 23% on Rotten Tomatoes. So I head over to Rotten Tomatoes and then I check, and it is sitting at a 23% after around 35 reviews. So that's not where it's gonna end up, but it's not a good look. You know me, I'm a huge Zack Snyder supporter. I love Man of Steel. I love Batman vs. Superman. I love the Snyder Cut. But I'm also one of those people that understand that other people do not like Zack Snyder's style in terms of storytelling and how he makes his movies. I get he's a more of a visual storyteller than an actual storyteller and dialogue. But I love his movies nonetheless, and this does kind of upset me because I've been waiting for Rebel Moon since they first announced it. And we're getting that, I think, next Thursday. So, yeah, you guys will probably get an episode of that next week or the week after that, depending on how stacked the week is looking like. But, yeah, next week we got hella movies we'll be talking about. I still have to do The Boy and the Heron. Silent Night is going to be the next one, which will drop probably this Sunday. And then we got Maestro, the Netflix movie, and then Rebel Moon. And then Friday, I got three movies. I got Aquaman that I'm going to go watch in Cinemark XD. Fucking love XD. Then after that, I'm going to watch A24's The Iron Claw. Cannot wait for that one. And then right after The Iron Claw, to end the night, I'm going to be watching Anyone But You. A comedy that, I'm not going to lie, the trailers haven't looked the best, in my opinion. There's some moments that are pretty funny, but there's some that are just really cringeworthy. But nonetheless, it's got Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, so I'm looking forward to that one. But before we get into our dream scenario review, go ahead and head over to your Instagram and follow me at TCAP Show. That is where I post movie news and all my short reviews. But if you're impatient and you don't want to wait for me to upload them, head over to Letterboxd and follow me at TCAP Show as well. That is where I'd be posting all my instant reactions to all the movies that I watch. I believe I have 89 movies logged for the year. I'm trying to reach 100 and we're almost there. But home stretch, man. We got 3 weeks till the new year. So hopefully I can reach 100 and then we'll start fresh next year. But dream scenario. And let me give a little disclaimer before we get into this. I will be talking spoilers for Dream Scenario. So if you haven't watched Dream Scenario yet, click off, go watch it, and then come right back and listen to this episode. But if you don't care about spoilers, you have been warned. So let's start off with the first act of the movie. The character, Paul, the main character, played by Nick Cage, he gets approached by one of his exes at a play, and she goes up to him and talks about how she's been seeing him in his dreams, but he just stands there and doesn't do anything. And so this is the first encounter that Paul has gotten, and he finds it strange. He thought she was joking. He thought that she was trying to get back with him. And that is one of the first signs of the whole chaos that is going to happen with this man's life. And then later on, more and more people, mostly students of Paul, because he's a professor at a college, they all start coming up to him and saying that they've been seeing him in his dreams as well. And it gets so bad that students just start not showing up, raising concerns as to why this is happening. Very interesting premise. Imagine there's this person that you know, or a person that you don't know, and you just keep seeing them in your dreams, but they just walk by and don't even do anything. It is a pretty crazy concept and makes this movie very, very interesting. But then we head over to Act 2. the dream phenomenon starts escalating and impacts Paul's life. And it starts escalating very bad in terms of the people that said they were seeing Paul in their dreams. They start saying now that he was doing like torturous things to them in the dreams, like killing them, raping them, doing all kinds of crazy shit. And it gets to the point where the students don't even want to be near him, so they just don't show up to class. They start vandalizing his car, and wherever he goes, everyone sees him and just doesn't want him there. There is a part in the movie where he is just simply eating at a diner, not even doing anything, just minding his own business, and a guy approaches him and tells him, "You gotta get out of here, man. No one feels comfortable around you." And then Nick Cage's character, who has been through a lot already halfway into this movie, just stands up to the guy and he's like, "No, I just want to enjoy my food. I'm not doing anything." And then, well, Paul gets the shit beat out of him. but it was pretty crazy how it just escalated from just seeing the man in the dreams to him doing very, very terrible things. But in real life, he's just an innocent, nice guy, really. So that was pretty interesting. And then, people start vandalizing him. Paul is doing terrible things. It gets so bad that it starts impacting Paul's marriage with his wife, to where she is just telling him to shut up, stay away from the media, and not respond to anything. And then we head over to the third act, where his wife leaves him, and because of all the stuff that's happening, it was getting out of control. You had people breaking into Paul's house trying to kill him, so not only was it endangering Paul, it was endangering his whole family, and it was too much, to where his wife was just like, let's get out of here, I'm taking the kids, we'll switch on and off. And after Paul is at his rock bottom, he proceeds to make a book about the whole phenomenon of the dream scenario, he wants to call it. And it's the path that he decides to take later on in the movie to pursue this book. Because throughout the movie, he's always been referencing how he wants to make this book about plants or something like that. And it's always been his dream, but work just always got in the way. But now that he got fired from his work because no one was showing up to his class, he had all the time in the world. And he goes ahead, publishes the book, and he doesn't get as big as he thinks, so he's kind of just stalled. And one of the craziest things in the movie was the twist as to why this was happening. And it turns out he was just telepathically getting into people's dreams. So much as to where these social media influencers make a wristband that allows you to travel into anyone's dreams. And that is the explanation for why this is happening. And then at the end of the movie, after Paul loses his wife and his kids, he purchases one of these wristbands and he goes to sleep and travels into his wife's dream. And then they share a hug for the last time. And that's how the movie ends. Very, very crazy movie, to say the least. But let's get straight to the pros and stuff that I liked about the movie. My first pro, Nick Cage gives an amazing performance. So Nick Cage plays Paul, who is this husband, father of two, and a professor at a college. Such an innocent, such a nice guy, who I don't think anyone would ever want to hurt him. He's just such a great guy. And Nick Cage just delivers such a great performance here in trying to play such an innocent guy that who's getting his life torn apart for something that's out of his control. And it's just, he plays it so good to where you start feeling so bad for the character and like, damn, this is so fucked up. You just feel so much sympathy, and I gotta give an applaud for that, for Nick Cage. Because, I mean, I guess it's not a hot take. Nick Cage has not been in the greatest movies as of recent. He did one that was a Five Nights at Freddy's knockoff, Willy's Wonderland. And he's done a lot of like C-grade movies that no one really watches or has heard of. So it's nice to see him coming into the spotlight again. He did have the one with Pedro Pascal last year And I don't think I saw that one. But nonetheless, he reminds us again that he is a phenomenal actor and one of the best of the best. And I'm glad to see that he is testing out the waters and going into A24. I fucking love A24, by the way. They make the greatest movies right now. They made Talk to Me, The Witch, hellish shit that I love. But yeah, Nick Cage delivers such a strong performance as Paul. Next pro that I have for this movie is builds up a lot of tension and mystery. That's one thing that I liked about the movie is that throughout the movie, while everything starts escalating and getting worse, in the back of your head, you're just like, why is this happening? What is the reasoning? How is this dude showing up in other people's dreams? And so that just builds up so much tension throughout the movie that you just flow right through the story and you're just wondering, what is going on? And then the mystery just starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger until, you know, at the very end when it is explained. But that is one thing that I really liked about the movie, because there are movies that try to follow the same type of mystery and they just feel so slow. The pacing is terrible. They don't actually get you invested into the characters, and they don't even get you invested into the actual mystery of it all. And that's what I like about this movie, is that you're caring for this character. You're wondering why this is happening, and it just keeps going and going and going until at the very end, you're just like, okay, that's why. So I think the director did a great job on that, and I believe a lot of people will get sucked into this story. Another pro that I have for this movie. It was paced pretty good. Like I mentioned, this is a movie that you get invested into the story of Paul, how he is a professor who has been wanting to write a book his entire life, but hasn't been able to because he's been teaching and he never has time to do it. But he's also a father of two girls, and he has a wife. I forgot what her name was. And everything is going perfectly for this guy, and then everything just slowly starts getting chaotic, and you just slowly see this dude's life fall apart with people harassing him, people asking him to leave whenever they're around him, even causing his wife and kids to leave him. It's crazy, the whole story and how it's paced. I thought it was excellent, and that is one of the parts that I love the most about this movie. I always love these type of movies that just make you think, what is this? Like, what, why? And then you're just tempted to skip to the end of the movie just to know what the reasoning is. I think, it's just a very good job on the director for making the pacing really well, because this could have gone south. This could have been very terrible pacing, and it would have just caused viewers to just space off and not really pay attention to the story. But luckily, it doesn't do that, and you're highly invested into the story. But with all the pros, there are some cons. And there's only one con that I have for this movie, but it's a huge one. And that is the terrible explanation. So like I said, the tension building, the getting invested into the characters, it's all kind of like, I wouldn't say meaningless, but it's a huge letdown when you find out what the reasoning was. And well, there wasn't a good explanation for why this was happening. Like I said, the way to describe it was through a commercial saying that Paul was telepathically being in people's dreams unintentionally, which was like, what the fuck? That's the reasoning for this? Are you kidding me? And it just, I was really disappointed with how they explained this. Like, they chose a very crazy premise, because as the audience, you're like, how is this happening? How are they going to resolve this? So much as to the fact that the directors and writers didn't even know how to end it. So they just put some bullshit in there. Like a wristband that allows you to go into other people's dreams. It's like, at that point, there's like no logistics in this story, in this world. Although the whole time it was like a real life scenario. But after they did that, it was just like, okay, what the fuck, bro? I did not think that the explanation was really good. Maybe that's just me. Maybe other people like it. Other people, it probably makes the movie better for them. But for me, it just was not satisfying. Just because the whole movie, you're just wondering, how is Paul doing this? how is this happening? And then just for that explanation that it's being telepathically put into other people's heads is just stupid. And I did not appreciate that, honestly. And it was a huge con for me in the movie, to where this movie could have easily been a 4 or 4.5 out of 5. It could have been a top 10 movie of the year for me. But with that bad explanation, it took a pretty big decline on the rating. Although not bad. It's not a bad, I'm not going to give it a bad rating, but it did do some damage to it. And if they just executed a good ending to this movie, it probably would have been a top 10 movie for me in 2023. But nonetheless, let's get to my rating and recommendation. For A24's Dream Scenario, I give it a 3.5 out of 5. Like I said, if this movie just nailed the ending, it definitely would have gotten a 4 or 4.5, maybe even a 5.5 if it was that good. But with that terrible explanation, it definitely got dinked a couple of points. But a 3.5 is still good. That is still a great rating in my opinion. And my recommendation, regardless of the terrible ending, I would go ahead and go watch this just because of the whole premise and how the story plays out. Sure, the ending might not be that satisfying, but I still think it's worth a watch. And still a really good movie with how it just builds up the mystery of this weird phenomenon. But that is my review for Dream Scenario. Let me know what you guys thought about that. Are you interested in watching this movie now? Have you watched it? What'd you think about it? Let me know on my Instagram. But that does it for today's episode. Keep your eyes open for new episodes coming, because there's a lot of movies coming out in the next couple of days. Like I said, Sunday, I'll be dropping my Silent Night review. And then next week will be The Boy and the Heron, Maestro, Rebel Moon, Aquaman 2, The Iron Claw, and Anyone But You. And then a couple more movies if I get to Poor Things. You know, before I end this episode, the one thing that pisses me off more than anything is these studios putting out these amazing movies but giving them a limited release. Like, a movie that I've been looking forward to when I saw the trailer was American Fiction with Jeffrey Wright. And it has a limited release, and the closest showing to me is 2.5 hours away. It pisses me off. Why not give it a worldwide release to where every theater can have it? You're just going to benefit from it and make even more money. And then another one, Poor Things, which was an Emma Stone movie that I think comes out today, actually. That one is a limited release and is coming out. I think the closest one to me is L.A. It's like, come on, bro, just release this shit worldwide. I want to watch this shit. But sadly, I think I might just have to watch that one on cam quality on Showbox. I don't condone illegal movies, but when you have no other option, it's the only option you have. But yeah, it's going to be a stacked couple, 3 weeks, a lot of reviews. And then I'm also going to release an Oscars prediction video where I'll go over the Oscars nominees and tell you who I think will win. And then I'll have my own awards show, the TCAP Awards. But that one will be more in January once I watch all these movies, probably around the first week of January. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. But that does it for today. I'll see you guys in the next episode.